Do not attempt to adjust your programming. You are now listening to B-Movies and Beyond.
You can pew-pew in the mic. It's acceptable here.
Pew-pew!
Jeremy does a pew. He's too good for the pew.
And I do this. He just jams out. Welcome in, everyone, to episode 296 of B-Movies and Beyond. The crew's back together again.
It's the crew is back together.
Is it a crew of two? Is that a thing, Ryan?
I think it's a gaggle. No, a gaggle's more like four people, isn't it?
I feel like six is a gaggle.
Okay, I approve. Then we are a crew then, because there are four of us. And I think you got to have at least four to have a crew, right? But what's... Can you have a crew of two?
No, that's a duo.
That's a duo.
Oh, we're a duo! All right, the duo's back. With another duo making it a crew, and we're excited to have you. Ryan and I are excited to have Jeremy's back. Everyone knows Jeremy, fan favorite.
Why are you kidding me?
who's this in the front of the camera?
We have this is Alex. He's the star of the show today, apparently.
That's awesome.
Well, he's just going to hang out.
Amazing Alex.
That's Halloween for you. Hey, Alex, you want to get your butt out of the camera and put your face in there? You should be okay.
Oh, man.
Never mind.
So the dude, special guest appearance by Alex the cat. And but first time guest, first time podcasting ever, Kira.
Very nice.
Hello.
Welcome in.
Thank you.
To the podcast.
Well, do you want more applause?
Yeah.
Okay. Kira, every time we do the podcast, it's like this.
No, we'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live.
Kira happens to be an expert on all things Lifetime.
Lifetime and Hallmark, thank you.
Ah, then she would know Aaron. Aaron is an expert at making Lifetime and Hallmark movies.
I thought he worked at Amazon.
No, he works for Lifetime and Hallmark.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we had a straight up episode about this.
They're speechless. He works in the biz. And he has done a Lifetime in a Hallmark movies, so you can hit up Aaron for those juicy stories he has.
We just need to hit up Aaron.
Oh, watch out!
Oh, here comes Alex.
He comes again, making another appearance.
Come on, buddy! You can't press buttons.
Man, I have a similar cat. Look at.
Oh, look at that! Today is a Halloween cat episode. Look, we're gonna have a cat off.
Yeah.
Oh, he's well,
Alex.
Doing
Alex, what's your favorite scary movie?
Thanks, buddy.
You ever seen the movie Cats?
Wow.
Oh, he's talkative.
He's going to scratch your face off.
He doesn't. He's such a teddy bear.
Oh. Are you sure? I don't know if he's happy.
He's giving it to you.
Yeah, he's giving you his review of his favorite cat movie.
Thank you, Alex, for that wonderful review.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. Appreciate it. We are recording live at Dateline, and there's an art show going on behind us. Jeremy, tell us a little bit more about what's going on.
This artist is named Terry Campbell. He's a Denver-based artist, and these are his spooky drawings.
This ghost has a dick.
There's of course. Lots of
oh, Jeremy just there it is. Just
ripped it off. Like that is scary.
Yeah. So you can pick up this weekend only. You can pick up three for 60.
Three of those, and you just rip them off the wall like that, huh?
You do. You can.
Yes.
Now it's that one sold. Thanks, Peter, for buying a drawing.
Yay, more.
You better pick. Very nice.
Kira, I'm curious. I mean,
What kind of movies do you like? Are you into the B movies? I mean, I know Jeremy. I mean, if you're with Jeremy, he likes a lot of these weird movies.
He does, and he's forced me to watch quite a few.
Good job.
So, yeah, no, I grew up watching movies a lot with my dad. Mostly blockbuster movies, but then we would run along into those more B movies that I had no idea those were even a thing. I thought everything was just worthy of blockbuster status. So
define blockbuster like Blockbuster Video or Blockbuster Theater?
Like theater.
Okay. Because Blockbuster Video is where B movies
live. Yeah. And we went there every weekend and picked out 5 movies.
See, you got movies there. I got video games and I used to run away from my family over there and cry.
That's depressing.
And cry? Wait.
Yeah. Blockbuster.
You would just run to Blockbuster every time you're upset?
Yeah, and hide in the video game section and just like sit there and cry, clutching Mortal Kombat in his hand.
It was Super Smash Brothers.
Super Smash Brothers.
Why? Why that game specifically?
Because I really wanted to rent it.
Because, all right.
I have no money.
Ryan's mom. I'm only 8. Was born on Halloween.
Oh, that's true. Happy birthday, Mom. This episode comes out on your birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Wow, why are we singing happy birthday?
Because we're terrible singers.
I mean, and no offense to you guys, but how come she's not guest starring? It's her birthday. Ooh,
maybe we should do a live video with her on her birthday.
That'd be nice.
Get some potato chips.
Get some potato chips.
Some Miss Vickies.
Well, Jeremy, you don't have to tell the story of why I cried at Blockbuster. We can leave that a mystery for our listeners. But you know what? We do have Peter just so we can move along very well.
What? How? Why? I have so many questions!
Questions
by us!
Why does Ryan cry in the video game section of Blockbuster? Yeah.
That's why he wanted to move on to get to the question.
Why does he lie about it?
Damn it, Jeremy.
Why does he lie? Why does this haunt him so?
It doesn't haunt me. It's just because my brother Janice was looking for me. There's layers to this story, Peter. That's why it's really not that.
Ryan's brother Janice.
All right, guys. So it is in the spirit of Halloween. We do have Halloween art behind us. We have cats. We have costumes. We're all Casey's. And
there's a big reveal at the end
of
the podcast. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Yeah, stay tuned for the very end.
But there could be another unboxing.
Oh, people could see me.
You have some weird.
I don't know if anybody's catching your drift right now, so it's okay. I think
We gotta move on.
Quick question: what is your favorite Halloween series? This is it could be an anthology, it could be your series, it could be like A Nightmare on Elm Street, it could be Chucky, any one of those. Let's start with our new guest over here, Kira. This is kind of your question, anyway.
Yes, definitely the Final Destination movies.
Those are good.
Love, 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 love. Forever scared of my shower.
Just water in general, right?
Water, yeah. Driving, roller coasters.
Logs.
Toasters. Logs. It was a log, right? In the cart, in the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
Toasters, planes.
Oh, every time I get on a plane, I think about being sucked out the window. Every time.
Because it can really happen.
It can really, all those things could really happen.
All of those things would be your final destination.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, did we do an episode that we marathoned all the Final Destinations, or was that just Saw?
Just Saw and Fast and the Furious movies. So we haven't done Final Destination, but I like that. That's a good pick. That's a good series.
It's great.
It's not the usual ones, and I like that. You know, like usually gets freeze up, and they're like, oh, I like Freddy.
Just Freddy.
Jeremy, what's your series?
I like Freddy.
Freddy. No, I've been really into lately. I've been watching all the like Halloween specials of like sitcoms and cartoons and stuff.
Okay.
And it's kind of hard to like track down, but you can find them. And they're not all on like YouTube, you know, because of copyright or whatever. So you have to kind of like go on like forums and find out what like season X episode, you know, Z.
So it's like the hunt for these.
Yeah. But it's like every time I like watch a new one, it's like, oh, I've seen that before. Like Drew Carey, I've seen that episode. Roseanne, I've seen that episode. You know, like stuff I hadn't seen since I was like a small child.
Like, do you have a favorite one that you would, I mean, kind of skipping ahead, to recommend to people? Because I've been watching all those like Treehouse of Horrors on Simpsons.
I was going to say that's a good
one. Well, that's kind of like, that's like the you know, you got to go the deep dive, right? Find all the Halloween specials of every like.
Yeah. Show. You have your favorite right now?
The Roseanne one is pretty good.
Really? What season?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but, and it's on the video streaming that I was using. It's not accurate. So I had to like really find it because episodes are out of order. So
it's not Plex, is it? Can't talk about Plex here.
I wasn't going to bring that up. But anyway, it's a pretty good one. It's like the dad's dead and like everyone's a zombie and it's just really bizarre.
So would I never watched like Roseanne. I wasn't a big Roseanne fan. Did they actually do like a legit episode kind of similar like The Simpsons where like this is not related to anything?
Yeah, it's just like, literally like a Treehouse of Horror version of Roseanne.
That's awesome. I didn't know that other shows did that. I mean, I always liked the
they don't. Well. It's really weird. Like usually it's like, oh, we're going trick or treating or whatever. But yeah, you got to watch it. It's pretty cool. I'll find it.
Nice. And
I'll let you know.
Ryan, what about you?
I think you mentioned it for the longest time. It was The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror. Those have consistently been good every single year and they're super creative. This year they're doing one on, like a full, like an anime style.
Oh, well, they're doing 2 weeks of it. Actually, last Sunday they did one. There's going to be another one this Sunday.
That's incredible. See, that's what Disney needs to do with now they own Fox, but still kind of keep it creepy and up to date and modern. And that's something the Simpsons have really been good at with and utilizing Halloween for that instead of like doing a Christmas special or doing like a, I don't know, a little more common. I like the fact that they focus on Halloween specials more than anything.
Cause they really do it up. That's what I like about it. And they can do whatever they want. There's no special story arc or anything. You just get to have fun with it. It's awesome.
Peter, how about you?
Oh man, I really like Freddy.
Freddy is a good one though.
Yeah. A Halloween series. Final Destination is really good. I like that one a lot. You know, I guess I'll have to go with A Nightmare on Elm Street. Just, I still haven't seen the very last Freddy's Dead, that movie yet, but I've seen the rest. And it's just Freddy Krueger is just such a great character. And like, I don't really care much about the plot lines. It's just, I want to just see some fun, entertaining, you know, really creative kills, and that's what they do.
Hands every single out of crunches.
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic. Like they just do that. They execute it so well in like every single Freddy movie. And I mean, plot's not always there, but I've enjoyed every single movie. I haven't like I'm right now. I've been trying to watch all the Halloween movies, and they're tough to get through. I just tried watching 4, and man, that was rough. So, yeah, Freddy, I didn't have any issues getting through him. So that's my pick. It is Freddy. You're right, Ryan.
Yes. Why you booing me? I'm right.
That's right.
Why you booing me? I'm right.
All right.
Let's get cruising along.
Cruising.
Cruising, cruising, cruising. We're going.
Here we go. Put it in the first.
Here some exciting coming attractions from
Trailers by us.
Peter.
Yes.
Just so you know, there's cats all over my equipment bag. They're just like chilling in there. Is that what cats do?
Yes.
They just love getting bags and boxes.
Yeah. That's cool.
How many cats are over there?
We have four cats now.
Holy crap.
Yeah, we're crazy.
It's like they have their own Black Panther series over there.
That was a good trailer.
Yeah. Do you guys have your own Wakanda Forever in this house?
No.
Yeah, you do, because you have all the cats and you have all the fish tanks. So you have all the Atlanteans in the fish room over there, and then you have all the Wakandans out in the front.
What do you do with the cats when you are doing a show? Or what do you call it? You just run around. You just let them go, huh? You just let them do whatever.
I actually just got them their own air tags so that we can track where they go when they go outside. Because Alex has a new favorite pastime during shows to leave and not come back until 3 a.m.
Now we'll know where he's at.
I'm really interested to see.
See what brothel he's visiting.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He's trap house.
In the late teenager phase. He's already 18 years old, just going out to 3 a.m, not talking to mom and dad, and just that's it.
In the trap. He's that little kid in that.
In the trap.
What's that movie where it's like Keanu Reeves and that annoying little kid, and the kid's always like talking back to his mom, and that's Alex. He's like, screw you, mom, I'm out of here. I'm running away.
We'll look that one up.
And then when he gets hungry, he comes back.
Hello? Where'd everybody go?
I'm hungry.
Speaking of holiday specials, Jeremy just watched this one, so we'll have him lead on this. But Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. Jeremy, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm getting kind of sick of Marvel movies.
I think that's how his response was last time we had him on, too. So glad to see it hasn't changed.
A little burnt out, but I do like the good holiday special. Hello.
So here's the thing, and maybe I can sell this, because I thought the trailer looked great. These Marvel special presentations, well, the first one, the
Werewolf by Night.
Yeah, Werewolf by Night was only an hour long.
Perfect.
Yes, the perfect amount of time. You don't, like, it gets straight to the point. It's in and out quick. It's like watching a holiday special, Jeremy. We know what you just talked about. You enjoy those. And so it's not like a full movie. I think you're going to be on board for this because of the fact that, yes, it is Marvel, but it's going to a quick in and out. And it seems like you like holiday specials. So,
I enjoy a good holiday special.
Yeah, and there's Kevin Bacon. So there's nothing not to enjoy about this.
Yeah, it has Kevin Bacon in his first MCU role outside of Fox, him being X-Men Sebastian Stan, who is able to kill the only X-Men who can't die. That was a word soup right there.
Word salad.
Word salad, yeah.
All right, I'll give it a try.
Did you watch
There Werewolf? We go.
Watch Werewolf by Night tonight. It's actually a really good Halloween Marvel holiday special.
Whose special is that?
We watched Halloween Ends.
I watched that too. We'll talk about that later. There's another Marvel movie I know you guys are all excited about. Ant-Man and the Wasp. Quantumania? Did I pronounce that right?
Quantumania. It's going to be maniac, Peter. There's all kind. I wonder if the Animaniacs are going to be in it.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, did you know that Tim Burton left Disney because he's tired of working in a metaverse, he says.
He's created metaverses. He has his own Tim Burton verse. But that doesn't have to do anything.
Now that it's cool, though.
Oh. He's the OG artist.
Yes.
Ant-Man Quantumania, the sequel to Spy Kids 3D. Anybody see that meme?
That meme was fantastic. There's so many similarities. It's great.
Yeah, even George Lopez looks like MODOK. And I think MODOK's in this movie, right?
Yes, I believe so.
So did Robert Rodriguez just... Did they just rewrite his script for this movie? Because if so, I need to watch Spy Kids 3D. But, what's his name? Scott Lang, his daughter, is she creates this whole, like, in the trailer, she creates this whole quantum verse, something that speaks to different universes, and she presses a button, and it throws everybody into the quantum realm. And you see, it. The trailer does kind of spoil a lot, but I don't think it spoils everything. It shows Kang, and it shows Kang in his Kang form, not just like a human form. You get some Bill Murray, you get some Michelle Pfeiffer, you got some... who's the other guy?
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas. And you get a... Paul Rudd looks old in this trailer. He looks worn out.
I think he's supposed to. Oh. Because his daughter ages, like, quite a bit.
But Paul Rudd doesn't. He's a vampire.
Paul Rudd doesn't age, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not really... I mean, it's weird that you're saying that he's aging so much. But why she grew up so quickly is because he was in the quantum realm for 5 years. Just floating around.
Right.
That's right. Peter, what do you think about this trailer?
You know what? It's hard to like it. I think it looks really cool and exciting. I like the direction they're going with it. They're, you know, kind of telling the story of where Michelle Pfeiffer's been. So I'm excited about that. And it seems like they're going to get kind of dark, but also have a good time with it. But just with the track record of the last few Marvel movies, it's kind of made everything tainted for me, where I'm not like, I think I'm going to lower my expectations.
Are you basing this on everything besides Wakanda Forever?
You know, hey, if Black Panther Wakanda Forever is actually good, and I leave that, you know, well, whenever I see it, I'll probably wait for it to come out on Disney Plus. But once I watch that, I'm like, holy crap, they actually did a great job on a new Marvel movie. Then maybe I'll have higher hopes for it. But right now, like every single time, like Marvel knows how to put together a good trailer, and then you go and see the movie and you're let down. Like, I mean, even though they're still good, but I was let down by Thor: Love and Thunder. I was let down by Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Multiverse of Madness was pretty good.
Again, they're just good, but like the trailers make it seem like they're going to be fucking amazing, and they're not fucking amazing. So Marvel, get back to fucking making fucking amazing movies. Right.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. Stop that.
They just need to slow it down.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's how I feel. I mean...
Let's get your thoughts on the last Marvel trailer. Are you even a Marvel fan? I don't mean to ask you that, like, I would be surprised, but I just... I don't know if you like Marvel movies. Like,
I like Marvel movies. I'm definitely here and there. Like, I don't get like super amped up about them. Like I need to rush to the theater, but I do enjoy them. I don't know. I like Ant-Man. I think it's funny. But I don't know. This one seems like really complicated.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And even the trailer shows that there's a lot going on.
We were like going and seeing them pretty religiously last year, but then we went and saw Shang-Chi
and the, Sonic Rings Forever.
Shang-Chi. And we checked out.
Yeah.
That bus scene, just the CGI is just not.
See, that's good. Funny. I like that one. I thought that was probably the last one that I thoroughly enjoyed.
So. That's funny because the three of us saw that together. Jeremy, you weren't enjoying it?
But the last one we saw in theaters was Multiverse of Madness, and I liked it.
I thought it was a good movie. I liked it.
I like those
two. I saw them all in theaters, and they're fine. And Peter, you opened up my eyes to Thor: Love and Thunder a little bit more, and you actually opened up my eyes to the rest of the MCU and how to take their content instead of like having these expectations of comic book movies, which DC is trying to follow that formula, and it's just not working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
you can't put all your eggs in one basket. Comic books are only like 10 pages long.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear about this quick news that we have. And I'm also excited quick.
Yeah, we only got one thing of news because, I mean, we could talk a little bit about Halloween. But, Peter?
Kira's pregnant.
Is that true?
It is not true. I'm drinking wine.
That doesn't mean anything.
A full bottle of wine.
Not for the baby.
You can have a. You could probably have a little bit. It's okay.
Wine in my glass.
Do you just want another beer?
Sure.
Can I have one as well, please?
Yeah.
I want to save the. Let's talk a little bit about the how Marvel is. It's not on there yet, but I want to save this big piece of news for Kira because what I like, Kira and I are like on the same page of Terrifier, and it's just awesome. So we talked about this in the movie theater.
Let me do a little lead in here. So last night, I had to step out for a while, and I forgot what theater we were in, and. So I was just popping my head into random theaters. Of course, it's AMC on a Tuesday night, so they're all empty.
Theater was empty, Peter, by the way.
And then all of a sudden, I go into... And so I finally found our theater. So then I was like, hey, guys, let's just go pop our heads into Terrifier 2 and just kind of just watch it for a little bit, you know, whatever. After we went and saw...
You're advocating for movie hopping?
Or Barbarian.
Well, we don't condone this type of...
You don't condone Plex or movie hopping, Jeremy.
Anyway, so we walk into a theater and it's like completely empty. It's like Tom Clooney or what's that George Clooney movie with Julia Roberts? There's like nobody walking in
Paradise. Yeah.
And I just like, it kind of dawned on me. I was like, wow, movies will just play even though there's nobody in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
But anyway, so we go into Terrifier 2.
Does a tree make a sound?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Every seat for Terrifier 2. 11 o'clock at night?
11 o'clock at night, yeah.
Fully, this theater, it was like going into the scene at Gremlins.
Wow.
Where they're in the movie theater, and it's just like, it was just slammed with people, and it was like, what the hell?
It was so cool.
It's insane.
That is movie awesome.
That movie's got some legs.
Mm-hmm. They did such a good job.
Speaking of, legs. So we saw opening weekend. It was, 250 theaters initially. Or it was 500 theaters. And it was just that weekend only. So there was this big rush where I was like, I got to go see this movie. And I saw it twice that weekend. But
I think there was only like 12 people in the theater when we saw it.
Yeah. First weekend, nothing. So remember Napoleon Dynamite? First time we saw it, nobody in the theater. And then the fourth time, it was just full.
Yep.
Napoleon Dynamite effect, Peter.
It's true.
Gosh. I mean,
the fact that, this news is that it's added a fourth weekend or a fourth week. That's amazing. And like, I still have not seen it, but it's to the point where like, I need to go see this. The fact that it just keeps on growing. Yeah.
Every
you can't
weekend,
miss it. You have to go see it.
If you have an opportunity to see it this like for Halloween weekend, it's going to be packed, but I would highly recommend it because, I mean, when we were getting our drinks for Barbarian, Carrie and I were talking. We were just like, it was just that good. It was just good to watch again. And we almost went to go see it again instead of Barbarian.
We did. Yeah. Yeah, and I hate watching movies over and over again, unless it's like years apart or 1 year apart or something. And we just saw this like 2 weeks ago, and I was like ready to see it again.
That's impressive. I take it didn't make anyone throw up then.
No. I mean, it's definitely gory, but...
We're adults. We can handle some fake movie production. But that's a good thing about this movie is it's not CGI. Like it's practical effects and they know what it is. The budget for this movie was $250,000 and they've already made $5.2 million? Or is it billion? Is it billion or million?
I don't think they're at billion. That'd be impressive, man. Like
I was just seeing if you're paying attention, but it looks like you're reading the news over the
next
episode. No, I'm looking at the show times just to see. And the reason why they're on so late is because most of the show times are in the evening.
I'm just trying to see when it's going to stop. Like, when do I have to go see this by?
I think you have to see it by Halloween, man.
You haven't seen it yet, Peter?
Mm-mm.
You need to just get the ticket and go.
It's still there till November 1st, at least. That's as far as my show times go. So
make it a family event, Peter. Take the kids, take the wife, take everybody who really wants to go see Terrifier 2.
I think I'm going to try to get Evan. I'm going to see if Evan will go out, get out of the house with me. So
that'd be sweet. I'd love to hear both of you, because Terrifier has a special place in my heart, and I'm sure yours too, because we met Damien for Terrifier 1 at Telluride. I mean, keep on telling the story, and it's just, it's good to see the small guy win and win.
$6.3 million on a $250,000 budget.
Jesus.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
That's not trillions, but.
You know, I hope people are listening to this and are going out and supporting this movie. And speaking of support, that was my segue, Ryan. We actually have a first time sponsor. So we're breaking the news.
Yeah, we're breaking some news. We got a sponsor.
I am super stoked. We got to turn that down, but we have support for B Movies and Beyond is brought to you by Manscaped. Brian, you did it.
We did it. We got a sponsor. We're multi-billionaires. We have the same amount of money as Terrifier 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're bringing in the dough.
Thanks, Manscaped.
I am super excited. Ryan and I, we got the stuff to try out. Ryan actually was a member or a customer beforehand. And
I like to keep it clean down there. And all over.
I don't know what I was missing. I had no idea that... I was just using some generic clippers and everything, but holy shit. Like, their product, their, what's that? What's the trimmer thing called? The lawnmower 4.0? They're at 4.0, Ryan.
I know. And I have like 1.2. Now I have 4.0. I've upgraded. I've Terminator upgraded.
Yeah. I mean, this is the future of grooming. It is like, I love that it had the little light on there, but it is like well made, right? You can feel the quality. You feel it in your hands.
And I have no nicks and cuts.
No, no.
Can I feel your quality in my hands?
Oh, jeez.
Well, no, you can hear me. And how can he, Peter?
With it's using good. Our code, Beyond 20, get 20% off and free shipping with Beyond 20 if you go to manscaped.com.
Not only can you get quality products from Manscaped and be clean down there, Jeremy, but because of your two good friends over here, you get a discount. You get to support us as well.
Yeah.
And you get to make more merchandise for us as well. Jeremy's.
The holidays are right around the corner. I mean, the holidays are here, really, but Christmas is right around the corner. And if you can't get this for someone else that you really like that needs to, you know, do some work down there, I mean, you should buy it for yourself because, like I said, I'm blown away by it. One of my favorite things that I never thought I needed deodorant for my balls, but holy shit, do my balls smell good. And they feel good, too. So,
it's all nice. Yeah, and you know what I like is we got to talk about it. I've always talked about it internally, but now everybody can know how clean and freshen up I am down there.
Ryan loves talking about his balls.
Here,
yeah,
present.
You guys, after the recording, I'll show you. Okay. So, Beyond 20 Manscaped.
Yeah. Go to manscaped.com. Use our code Beyond 20. Get 20% off with free shipping. Again, manscaped.com. Beyond 20. I don't know what else I can say about it. It is fantastic. They do it all. So treat your balls well, okay, guys?
Okay.
We got a buyer here.
Sometimes I just put cream on and let the cat lick it off.
Oh my god.
That's so rough.
Yeah. This
is you're saying that Manscaped is an upgrade.
Yeah, then Catscape.
Yeah. Such an upgrade.
Major upgrade. Love it. All right. Oh, man. Peter, we're done with the potatoes. It's the meat time, isn't it?
It is.
get to the meat.
Reviews. Woo. Hey, can I go first? Because I really want to give more time to our guests, Kieran, Jeremy, for their review. But and Peter, you too, because I feel like I can knock mine out pretty quickly.
Okay. Take it away.
Black Adam. Wait till it goes on Warner Brothers. Great. HBO Max. this was, you know how we were talking about Marvel fatigue and we're like, I'm not stoked about the next one. This movie was my make it or break it if I was going to go continue to see DC movies in the theater. I enjoy everything The Rock does. I have had a little bit of The Rock fatigue. And I was like, all right, this is my make it or break it. Black Adam. Totally not worth the money to go see in a movie theater. There's nothing cinematic that will blow your mind. It's kind of all over the place. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he's okay at acting. I could tell what direction he's going with the character. It's very obvious. And the rest of the characters, very uninspiring. The only one that was pretty good was Pierce Brosnan. Hawkman was okay. And then the other two X-Men rejects, just forgettable. And the family that they are trying to save their city, just it's the story's lame. The only thing worth it is the extra credit scene at the end. And it's not worth it.
You just said it was worth it. Now you said it's not.
I mean, I could tell you right now what you're going to see because it's already all over the internet, but you're going to see Superman, Henry Cavill Superman.
He's back.
He's back, and you get to see him talk to The Rock for 5 seconds.
Is he wearing the black Superman?
He's wearing the blue Superman. But Black M, save it. Save it for HBO Max.
What kind of underpants was he wearing on the outside of
his Not face? Manscaped, because it wasn't that good.
I didn't feel like I need to go see it. I'm Smart waiting. Man. Yeah. I every single DC movie, whether The Rock's involved or not, has been kind of a mess. Like, there's been a few that are just, you know, they're okay. So, you know, it's nice to get a little cleanse of the palate, right? With like, you know, like Shazam. But even then, like those are, you know, Shazam I enjoyed, but it's not like, oh, it's fantastic.
Shazam 2 looks great, by the way. They had a preview for it. And I was just like, this is not cool.
I'm looking forward to that one, which I'm now that they pushed it back to like even further because of all this shit with Warner Brothers and Discovery. But I'm kind of surprised that he actually released Black Adam, if you're saying it's as bad as it is. Do you feel like my thought was they're adding this whole Justice Society, like all these, like, I guess, superheroes and everything. Was that like too much? I mean, and was it just rushed? And like, and that's why you're saying it's forgettable, is because they didn't take the time to actually introduce these characters properly. Just like what DC always does in every single movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Arnold.
But you know what, Peter? It's...
Oh, shit!
And during the movie, I...
Why am I drunk?
That's how I felt. And I really just wanted to...
Pew, pew, fucking bitch!
Shit happened. And it was kind of like
hey,
this.
Hey, guys. Oh, big golf, huh? All right.
See you later. All right, so bunch of clips there. I like how they're just trying to push this news that The Rock is like his first like main role at money making movie ever. And did you guys want to go see it?
No.
Okay. No.
Really. They seem bored listening to review it.
Yeah. I had no intentions of selling it. I think people should save it. And the reason I'm saying this about DC, because what do we have down the pipeline? We have Shazam and Aquaman coming up.
Well, and I heard they were doing some reshoots with Ezra Miller for the Flash movie, which now that there's reports that the Ezra Miller might go to jail for like 26 years is pretty funny. So
for what?
For like a robbery in a house in like Idaho or something.
General vagrancy.
Well, there's that. He kind of like took this like underage girl with him and kind of like held her, not so much hostage, but was grooming her to do weird shit. He did a lot of weird, crazy shit. I highly recommend you just look it up. It's fantastic.
We did like 2 months on Ezra Miller news.
Oh, dude, he was on the run from the law. Like no one could find him, and it's pretty entertaining. And there's like videos of him like getting, you know, interacting with cops in Hawaii, which yeah, and then him, you know, threatening to murder people there. So, I don't know. My personal thoughts is I feel like some of these movies are never going to see the light of day, especially with all these cutbacks that Warner Brothers is doing. So,
well, in news with Warner Brothers, and their timeliness is uncanny. Hey, right before Black Adam comes out, we're announcing Henry Cavill's Superman. And then right after Black Adam comes out, we announce that James Gunn is going to be the Kevin Feige of the DC universe.
Oh yeah, they're grasping at straws, man. They're trying everything they can to, you know, get something from this, you know, to bring relevance to the DC universe. You know, probably the best thing that will come out is probably Joker 2. I'm just kind of curious what Black Adam's box office is. Any idea? It's like, anyone?
It's like $7.2 billion.
$156 million on a $200 million budget estimated.
Ow!
How did you know it?
What did you say? What was that again?
It's $156 million
worldwide
in budget. Yeah, because I have it open right.
Dang, Jeremy's good at it.
Yeah, that's right. It looks domestic. They only made like $71.5 million domestically, and it's been out just 1 week. Did it just come out?
Yeah,
yeah.
Nobody cares about America, Peter.
Long story short, Terrifier 2 is making more money in the billions than Black Adam.
per Ryan from B-Movies and Beyond. All right. So hold off on Black Adam. Don't waste your money. Same thing with the movie. I'm going to go too, because I think the Barbarian review is going to be more entertaining and worthwhile than this other movie, Halloween Ends, that I watched.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which did all of you watch it too?
Mm-hmm.
We skipped through it.
We fast forwarded through it.
Wait, which one? Halloween? No, I watched the whole thing.
We watched the highlights.
Okay.
We stopped whenever it looked like somebody
or something. We watched it in under a minute.
Oh, yeah, because
they're just such they're all slog.
I know.
Yeah.
And the dude moves so slow. It's like the epitome of like horror movies where you're just like, oh my God.
You're like,
well, you're so slow.
But you see him walking, you're like,
oh, this is my cue to like go make popcorn, go get another beer, go do something else, and I'll come back and you'll still be walking.
So he walks faster than that. I mean, this movie, I will say it is slow. The story was very interesting. I don't know what they're really trying to go for. So it's 4 years after the events of Halloween Kills, which if you watch Halloween Kills, like that was just like a bloodbath, right? Just everyone's getting slaughtered there. And then it goes back and forth between them, the town attacking Michael Myers and Michael Myers attacking the town. He's been away for 4 years, hold up. And I don't know how the guy's surviving. I mean, he's
supernatural.
And you really get that from this one, which some of my, like, there's scenes that I really enjoyed with this where, like, there's a moment where, like, he's kind of all, like, frail and everything, but then he starts killing someone and he starts, like, shaking around a little bit. Like, he's getting the juices flowing because he had to taste the blood again, right? Like, it gave him energy. Like that was stuff that was like, oh, that was kind of clever and interesting to watch. But then you got to wait like a whole another like half an hour or more for something entertaining to happen again. Like this is the exact opposite of what Halloween Kills is. You know, yes. It went from just tons of kills to just a handful pretty much at the finale of the film. And even then, like, some of those kills, like, they weren't even like that, like, exciting, you know, they weren't that great to watch. And it wasn't even, maybe a spoiler, not even performed by his hands, which this whole supernatural aspect of it was such a weird churn for me. And it felt like I was watching Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, where like they just kind of were going in a different direction, kind of getting away from Michael Myers. But then they're like, you know what? We still need to have a Michael Myers movie, so let's bring him back in.
You know, Peter, that you mentioned that after your review on Halloween 3, when I started seeing this whole like possession supernatural thing kind of transfer through these characters, I was like, oh shit, they're going to Halloween 3. There's going to be pumpkin and witch masks.
Yeah, I was waiting for it, man. I was just waiting for those kids.
When he was wearing the little clown mask, I forgot his name. I was like, oh, man, is that a nod to Halloween 3? But I looked it up. It's not. It should have been.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like. So this is Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. I mean, I feel like she didn't even do that much. I really liked her character because I just like how she's this old smart ass lady just who doesn't take shit from anyone. I liked her character in it. And then she lost. Again, if you haven't seen Halloween Kills, sorry, close your ears. Her daughter died in Halloween Kills at the very finale. And so now it's just Jamie Lee Curtis and her granddaughter living in this new house. You know, Lori has moved on. She said that I don't want to live in fear anymore. And so they bought a house together and living like in the neighborhood. And, you know, everything's been dandy. And basically the town has to have new scapegoats to because Michael Myers isn't around anymore. So that's when you bring in this kid, which that opening scene was pretty brutal too. Yeah. Which that's what's so crazy. It was like everyone's saying this movie sucks. And I'm like, that opening scene is like, how can this movie sucks? And then they were right. Cause it just from there, it's just trying to be plot development, be clever, almost like do this whole weird thing where like we can continue this if we wanted to, but we said it's going to end, so we're going to end it. And they kind of had this, I don't know. Would you say that was a satisfying ending?
I don't think it really truly ended.
You don't think so?
It's no, like the McRib. It keeps coming back.
But that's ending.
Is it? It'll be back.
Good question. Good question.
I took it.
Is it?
To me, it felt like it was a end. Like it was, I think they set up so that they could potentially continue it some way if they wanted to. But like, I feel like everyone that's involved with this franchise or with that trilogy is kind of done with it. I think Danny McBride and his writing partner, I think they're out. I think Jamie Lee Curtis said that she's done with Halloween. She's not going to do another movie. Like, I just think like they set it up so that they can move past if they wanted to. But at the same time, I feel like it was conclusion that like, yeah, I don't need another one, you know? So, but was it satisfying? That's the real question. I don't think it was satisfying. I felt like I wanted more. Like I wanted something epic and we didn't get an epic finale.
I think the ending of Halloween Kills was more of an epic ending than this one.
Well, that was like the Empire Strikes Back ending, you know, like Michael Myers kind of wins, right? You know, he got the last laugh. This one,
it was like tense, like they were beating him up and they were basically the whole town was like killing him and he somehow came back in Halloween Kills. But when Halloween Ends, I mean, I don't want to spoil it. It was kind of like the Return of the Jedi, wasn't it?
A little bit, yeah, because they needed some redemption. There was a struggle, too, between, like, kind of like, oh, man, I don't, you know, between individuals and power, right?
Would you spoil it, Peter?
No, just, I don't. This, dude, nope. People can just go watch this on Peacock. There is no reason to go to a movie theater, which this is the other thing. I was just on Peacock, just happened by chance, just kind of like, hey, I wonder what's on here. And I see that it's fucking out already. Like,
the promotion for this movie was terrible. I had no idea when it was coming out, even though I probably announced it on this podcast, but it was just there all of a sudden. I was like, holy shit. Like I think they knew, the studio knew, that's why they didn't do that's why they did the dual release. They knew it wasn't going to be that great. Probably didn't test well with audiences, but they're like, nah, we're fucking done. So here you go. So I don't want to spoil it because there's people out there. I know some people do like it, and I'm not saying it was the worst thing ever. I just don't think it was a satisfying ending. That's my final thought on it.
My question to you, Peter, is did you finish watching all the other Halloween movies before this one?
No. And you don't need to because this one.
Yeah, but that was your goal this October.
I know, and it's really tough. Like I said, I had a hard time getting through number four.
Absolutely, so, yeah.
That's Jeremy's favorite button. You could tell.
I'll get there one day. Maybe by next Halloween, I'll be done.
All right, I like it. All right, guys, it's your time to shine. We all saw the movie together. Peter, thank you for the Halloween Ends, and I would like to thank myself for not recommending Black Adam, but we did go see
Ticket to Paradise.
Ticket to Paradise.
It was great.
With George Clooney.
I can't wait to hear about this.
The chemistry.
It was a family movie.
Yeah.
Isn't it a musical too?
It was like Ocean's 12 all over again. with the kind of a Ticket to Paradise, you know, like it's like some like Elvis.
It was Blue an Hawaii excuse to vibes, go to Hawaii.
You know,
don't you love those movies? Like you just could tell it's just see that. The actors.
Oh my goodness, yes. Every Adam Sandler movie, I'm like, this man is a genius.
Yeah. How do I get a free trip somewhere?
Yeah. With all of my friends.
So I just want to just point out, you know, I have not wanted to see this. I have heard there's some good twists and turns. So I just want to say tread lightly because I don't want any spoilers. Okay.
Just joking. We didn't this watch is... that shit.
Talking about Barbarian, not
Barbarian.
You can spoil the shit out of that.
Starring Justin Long.
You know, it's kind of cool, Carrie. Check this out. Go ahead.
Hello. Try to speak, Jeremy. Yeah. I dare you.
Have you seen that?
Excuse me, what?
They delayed her voice.
Hey.
No. So it's kind of hard to talk about it without spoiling it too much.
Peter.
But pretty much, I think the trailer did not give anything away.
Okay, guys.
There was a lot of twists in there where it didn't give it away, but a lot of the action scenes were shown.
Yeah, a lot of the action scenes were shown, but not the story.
Okay. Agreed.
Yeah, so, I mean, I watched the trailer, and I was even, like, doing a little bit of this with the trailer, and so I was like, I'm definitely going to pee my pants at this
There's
movie.
There's this awful trend. Oh, sorry.
An awful trend of peeing your pants?
No, there's this awful trend in movies, like horror movies recently, where it's like old naked women are scary.
Dude, that's the worst trend for me. Remember when we all watch X together?
And you know something about that? That is so sad.
Why?
Just a little feminist moment here.
Uh-oh.
Because who is the epitome of forgotten society? It is older women. The minute a woman is considered elderly, her rights don't matter. Her thoughts don't matter. She is a waste of space. That is what our society is.
Kind of checked scary. Out. I checked out of the movie completely.
No, I just
unless
I don't,
she's like a cute grandma, and then that's like
I just don't need to see old like naked ladies. It takes me out of the movie.
I went to the bar. I drank a beer. I got lost.
How about you be more respectful, Ryan?
How about they be more respectful and they put some clothes on that old naked lady? Okay. Oh, Kira.
By that means, so like, I mean, I also don't want to see old naked man either. So, like, I just don't want to see old naked people, period.
Yeah, but like, why? Yeah.
Yeah, but why is that
why
scary?
Isn't it, yeah.
Why is it scary that they're old naked ladies, not old naked men?
It is a weird trend, and I don't know why that's happening.
I don't know. Maybe it's like, you see an old naked man and you're just like, ew, gross, turn it off. But you see an old naked woman and it's still like maybe a little fetishized. You're like a little like back part of your brain. You're like, oh, maybe I do.
I'll tell you an ex that.
Like, because you don't turn it off.
Wait, do we even remember why she was naked?
Well,
was she like
That we can't give that away.
Yeah, that's
part of it.
Peter, your point about
that
X
would be a spoiler.
Oh, I was just saying, I didn't want to see any of that love scene in X towards the end. You know, I could have done without that.
The old naked lady and the husband, or her and
old naked man.
Earl and
It all started with the Winona Ryder storybook scene in Edward Scissorhands, because Winona Ryder as an old woman scared the crap out of me when I was a kid.
Marty McFly's mom / lover was kind of a shock to me when I was a kid. How he had a weird connection with his future mom.
That was weird.
That is weird.
Wrong one?
Anyway, absolutely. Back to Barbarian.
Okay, Kira, Barbarian. Why do we... Okay, so yesterday when we went to go see a movie, we decided between four different movies and... Thank God was one of them.
Thank God.
No showtimes.
No showtimes.
And Kira, out of the three horror movies, picked Barbarian. What was the other one? It was Terrifier 2.
Terrifier 2, Don't Worry, Darling, and Smile.
I still had no. I don't want to see Smile. I don't care.
No desire.
I have no desire to see Smile either. I feel like it's just
probably a naked old lady in there too.
It's only PG-13, so I think you're going to be a safe there.
I personally still want to see Don't Worry, Darling, just because I love Florence Pugh and I grew up on Harry Styles.
She would be a good old naked lady.
Florence Pugh?
Yeah, I think she'd be fantastic.
She's my age.
I just realized something. Yeah.
What's that?
Remember the movie Teeth?
Yes.
They needed to do a follow-up to that movie.
Called Dentures?
Gummer.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
Here's something funny. You're talking about the mother in Barbarian, and I'm... Was the mother... I mean, I don't know if this old lady... Was that played by a dude?
Maybe.
I think everything was prosthetic of what you're seeing.
Practical.
It wasn't.
Yeah,
it wasn't real.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list or the cast, and it says Matthew Patrick Davis played the mother. So that just popped out. I was like, "Is that the old lady you're talking about?"
Well, okay. Yeah. So the movie starts off that this property in Detroit is double booked in Airbnb and another platform. And these two share like the
home away.
Yeah. Home away. One's on business trip. And the other one is, which is, Pennywise from It.
He's actually visiting
No, that was Justin Long.
Do you want to see it? I filmed it.
Jeremy.
Did he say what he was doing there?
Yeah. He was there for, some
conference
band. She was there for the conference. He was there for like the band that, what's like tied together with the filming or the movie.
Yeah.
So they had some sort of connection
for business,
which, you know what I like between the two and the initial part of that movie was they built up this kind of sexual tension between them.
Well, the thing that caught me off guard, which I don't know if I want to say too much, was that the entire first part of the movie, I just always thought that it was him.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not. So he's actually becomes a victim too.
Well, now I can cross him off the list.
Not it.
Sorry.
Not Pennywise.
I had like built up like a super distrust because he's one like a creepy looking guy.
No, he
it's
is.
Like a late weird setting. Like some things happen where they don't realize what's going on. And, yeah, you just kind of point your finger to him first.
What's crazy is how abrupt the movie changes.
It is so abrupt. So, I was like, what is happening?
And I like that. I think, and that's why I believe the trailer didn't probably give it away, right? Like, because I'm expecting this abrupt change, and I have no idea what it is, and I'm really looking forward to what
a nice way to prevent us from spoiling that part.
Yeah. So, I guess, how far, right. And I don't know if this is, like, spoiling anything. Like, mm-hmm. When, like, how far do you have to go before this abrupt change? And
it's
like,
literally halfway the movie, yeah. Dude.
Okay, like so it's almost like two like movies then.
Yeah, it's kind of like X. Like X starts off this whole like 70s porn thing, and then it turns into this horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like this turns from this horror movie to this like abrupt change to like a suspense movie
together.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't just the edibles.
It was not just the edibles.
Do you want to
how the first part of it then, like kind of like X, I felt like X was kind of a little bit of a slow burn, you know, it was kind of setting up that suspense, but like nothing, not a lot of stuff kind of happened during that time. Like, does this one move at a good pace? Is there enough like thrills that you're very invested? I mean, Kira, you kind of mentioned how like it kind of drives you towards like thinking one way, and mm-hmm. then you learn new stuff and you go, you know, like, well, that person's not it. So
I definitely think it leads you into a suspenseful, and there's a lot of action happening. I mean, a lot of the time I was still like covering my eyes because it leads you up. It makes you feel like there's going to be a jump scare.
Nice. Okay.
Like the whole time. And so, and I hate jump scares.
Listen, I will say this. We walked into the theater and it was only us, and I was fine because I was like, cool. Now we get to talk with each other and we get to like be a little rambunctious, blah, blah, blah. And then two other people showed up and then my entire demeanor changed. It was like literal focus, like mm-hmm. got to watch the movie. However,
you had to focus.
Okay, so you focus because of the movie, not just because people were there.
Both, yeah. And then I was invested in the movie. Then Jeremy just starts like filming mouth scenes and feet scenes and just like dropping his phone and like dancing all over the place and leaving whenever like the twist happens. And then I got mad at Jeremy. Like,
what happened?
I went to the bathroom. I came back and I was like, is this the same movie? What the hell is happening?
Because right he went now? To three different movies. So Jeremy could make his own movie based off Tuesday night last night. There's Aztec Gods, George Clooney.
You want Rex? I got Rex.
So,
can I talk about Justin Long's character?
Yeah, I think she can address Justin Long because. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think the way that they portrayed him in his character was really interesting because as soon as you learn about him, you're like thrown into the situation that he's dealing with. And that situation is he's being accused of rape. And he's a movie star. He's being accused of rape. He's dropped from the pilot he's working on, not going to be in the series. So he's lost his job. And you, at the beginning, when you learn about it, I mean, as all of those cases go, you're kind of on edge. Like you want to believe the woman, of course, but with every situation, you never know what really happened. And so you kind of still have faith in him. And then as it goes on and you learn more about him, you're like, okay, fuck this guy. Like, I want him to die, but also he's the protagonist. And so you're like, you have this like bond to him, you know, you don't want him to die at the same time. So
is there a conclusion to that story? Do you learn everything you want to learn?
No.
I mean, you just learn the way that he treats the situation, which okay. I think
you learn his character. Yeah.
You learn his character and learn what actually happened because of the way that he is with that situation, how he handles it in just one day.
Yeah. His travel from California to Detroit, like, mm-hmm. Where's my button? Where's my button? It's my favorite button.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I agree with you. Okay.
Overall,
so good character development.
This movie had really good character development. Mm-hmm. Even the ones where we can't talk about, like, because there was a scene where it went back to the 80s and mm-hmm. it built up, but it was just enough to show you, yeah, like,
there was backstory.
Backsplaining. Mm. That's a key in this show. Backsplain.
Okay.
And then, oh man, I'm messing up again.
I got a really cool photo where it looks like I'm in the backseat of a car.
In the I just want to hear. I want to hear Jeremy's review of what he did during this film.
Yeah, Jeremy, what did you do during this movie?
I'll show you.
Put it up to this camera. Don't forget.
Man,
here's us. Jeez.
That was me being annoyed because I was trying to watch the movie.
Yeah, I'd be that. Annoyed too.
Yeah,
I see it. So that's kind of
on Instagram tomorrow.
I mean, it sounds like all in all, even with Jeremy, you guys enjoyed the film.
Yeah, I think Kira and I made the best of it and really enjoyed the movie and found good character development and found out.
That one's pretty good.
Overall, the movie had a good story plot. Like, I usually don't like when movies bounce between different time eras or like the backsplaining, as I said. But this one did a really good job because there's just enough.
It needed it.
Yeah.
It needed a hint of what was going on.
And there were just hints.
What is happening at this house? Why? Who are these people? And it was just the right amount of information. And I think, honestly, I think that they could do a second movie too.
Huh. Do you think they could build off Justin Long's character from the second movie, or just more so the house?
Because
the house is kind of a character
the
itself.
House in itself, because like they say in the movie, it doesn't matter who the owner is, because Justin Long, you find out, is the owner of the property, which is why he's staying there. He's from Detroit, and he had no idea.
Very nice. Stuff.
Yeah, he had no idea. So I think that they could follow the story of the house.
From an artist's perspective, I really enjoyed the color correction and the cinematography, especially during the 1980s scene. I think they really nailed it.
From a larger scale artist's perspective and a movie reviewer, I give it 2 thumbs ups.
Nice.
Recommend.
3 hot wet kisses. Nice.
From an artist's perspective, the color correction was perfect.
Well, that's between Terrifier 2 and like Barbarian, like those are the two movies I like absolutely want to see like this Halloween season, which is almost over, so I don't have much time to see it. If I had to choose, if you guys get a pick for me, I mean, which one is it? Barbarian or Terrifier 2?
Pay for Terrifier 2 and then go see Barbarian later.
Support the little guy.
I mean, when I think about paying for it, like definitely the theater. Like I think you need the theater for Terrifier.
Okay, yeah. So you don't need it for Barbarian.
No, I could definitely stream that and have the same experience.
Good point. Okay. Very good point.
I went into the movie not seeing the trailer, and I kind of felt like I wanted a refund because I'd given my money to Justin Long.
I give my money to him. So... was that also your review, Jeremy?
No, my review was Ticket to Paradise.
All right, we need to move on.
Yes, yes. Oh, God. Oh,
I'll have what she's having.
Have you ever seen that movie, Kira?
I don't think so.
It's French Kiss.
No, it's not.
Do you know where it's from?
Harry Met Sally.
French Kiss.
Oh, I have seen Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, it's Harry Met Sally.
It's a good one. But this is our part of the podcast where we like to share, you know, what other people should be having. I'm just gonna, we already talked about this. So I'm just gonna throw this one out again. But I finally watched The Black Phone, and it is fucking amazing,
right?
I just loved how it built upon itself. The, you know, how the little girl is trying to find her brother, but then that finale. Like, now you talk about Halloween Ends and how that one just lacked. This one had it. This was such a good finale. And I think it just made the rest of the film so much better. So highly recommend Black Phone. It is on Peacock as well. So if you had to choose between Black Phone and Halloween Ends, I would say go with Black Phone. You'll enjoy it more.
If you had to choose between Black Adam and Black Phone.
Black Phone.
Black Phone. And it's on Peacock. So if you want to get your rock fix, you can watch all the wrestling stuff on Peacock.
There you go. Is that what you got, Ryan? Is that what this is?
No, you know what? I put that down because that's what I started, was a series called Heels. So that's going to be my next week recommendation. This week is...
That is about wrestling, right?
Yes, it is. And okay. I'll get into that next week. But after today's episode, it being a Halloween episode, what I'm going to recommend is Screambox. Screambox is a streaming service. And I want to say it's by Amazon. And there is a free version, there's a monthly, and then there's an annual, which is $40.
Wait, are you sponsored by Screambox now?
Yeah. Is this another supporter? This
plug? No. The reason I'm recommending Screambox, Peter, number one, you need to go see Terrifier 2 in the theaters. However, if you miss it in the theaters this weekend on Halloween on Screenbox, you can catch Terrifier 2.
Or on Plex. Oh.
That is where it is going to be on streaming, is on Screenbox.
Okay. Is it going to be free, though?
With commercials.
Yeah, I don't know if I want that.
But, like, for $5, you can, a month, you can watch. And it has, like, channels of horror movies or horror movies that you can watch. It's going to be a really good platform on top of, what's the other one?
Shudder. Yeah, because that's I was curious about how that compares to Shudder. So, interesting. I'll have to look into the Screenbox, especially since there's a free version. I don't mind commercials every once in a while.
I think it would take you out of Terrifier 2, but
yeah, I might. You know, that's, you watch that during the free trial, right?
Hopefully, yeah. But the reason it's on Screenbox is because it's part of the same family of it. I want to say it's like Screenbox, and like there's like It is on there. There's Friday Night. There's Masters of Horror, Seasons of the Witch, Bloodthirsty, Original Terrifier, Leviathan. So you can get your Halloween fix.
Leviathan?
Yeah. Leviathan. Midnight. Crime Hunter.
Leviathan.
Retro Crush.
Leviathan. I like that. All right,
Mystery Science.
Well, Screenbox. I like it, Ryan. But still, go see Terrifier 2 in theaters,
dude. If that's the one you got to see in theaters, you got to see that in theaters. Like, yeah. There's a movie on here called All Jacked Up and Full of Worms.
Fun. Kira, you have a recommendation for us? Put you on the spot. You can pass to later if you need to.
I don't know if I have like a Halloween recommendation.
You can pick whatever,
it can be anything.
I love sometimes just watching an easy movie. Like, I don't have to think.
Like,
I
can a comfort movie?
No. Like, I can do like tasks during it. I can just like have it on, or just like a feel good movie.
Ninja Turtles,
which is why I like Hallmark and Lifetime.
What's that?
But Hulu released Rosalind on Hulu. Same girl from Ticket to Paradise. The daughter is the same person.
Rosalind. Not Leviathan?
No. So it pretty much follows Romeo from Romeo and Juliet's, Romeo's prior girlfriend.
The girlfriend before,
and how he was saying all the same things to her, and Juliet was her cousin, and she's like, bro, what the fuck? She's like, what is going on? Like, Romeo ghosts her.
Romeo's the original F-boy.
He is.
Yeah.
He was like, thou art Rosalind. Give you all my love, Rosalind. And she's like, oh, I love it. And then she followed him one night, and it was like, thou, Juliet. And she was like, oh.
I didn't know that part of the story.
Is this bitch?
Wait, it's my cousin.
Are they talking like Shakespearean the whole time?
They're not. It's a very modern take, which is one of the other things that I really love, is like a modern take on like a Renaissance time period, which is really funny. Like, they... what was that show? Why am I forgetting her name?
Roseanne.
No, it was a series about the poet, and it has that one girl with the long hair, long black hair.
I know who you're thinking.
And it's like a modern take. Do we know?
I know. Girls with long black hair.
Yeah.
We know. Wait, let me just let's pause. Don't change the subject. Show about poet.
I want Google girl with long black hair and tell me who it is.
I don't know why I'm blanking. Dickinson. What follows Emily Dickinson. And it's this girl.
Who's that girl? That's not the girl from Terrifier 2. Which she's the best final final girl, by the way.
She is not the girlfriend. Kira, she is so good, though.
As you
but
look,
anyway, yeah. Modern take, and that has like rap songs in it, and it's such so good film. Good film.
Once Peter and I become multi-billionaires, we're going to become rap artists, too.
That's right.
Great. Jeremy, recommendation?
Wow. So I recommend watching Cabin in the Woods again, just because it's 10-year anniversary.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, wow, really?
It's a great movie. It has aged really nicely. And
it really has.
Still holds up. The only person who's aged is Chris Hemsworth. But actually, he hasn't. We had to look up
recommendation too.
We had to look up how old he actually was in that movie. He's 29 years old.
Yeah,
in 2012.
Jeremy was like, was he 18?
He is old as shit.
He's
wow. So what's that make now?
Like 40.
30, he's 40 now. Yeah. 39. 40.
Yeah, right around there.
He's a child.
Also,
solid.
Right. I did feel like for all those characters though, I felt like he did look the oldest in my opinion. Like, and I think that was kind of the gimmick because I thought they were all supposed to be college students, but I never felt like really any of them were really college. Like, they all seemed a lot older. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which I think that's just part of the fun of Cabin in the Woods, which is a fantastic recommendation.
Well, like, you know, you watch it more, the more you watch it, the more like the satire comes out in the like corporate world, like how they like fuck up at the beginning. They like screwed up the like, they didn't get the right stereotypes, so they were like screwing around with everyone. It's kind of, it's just like these subtle things you don't realize, you know. And then at the end, it turns out to be their like undoing, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely. It's a very rewatchable film.
So like, oh, was that Peter?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the purple button do?
Yes.
Oh. Multiple ones.
Yeah. Well,
Peter, what's yours?
I already did it. Pay attention.
Wait, can I do another rec that Jeremy brought up?
Well, I'll be right back.
So good.
What was Peter's first one?
Watch all of Ghost Whisperer over and over again.
The show?
Yeah.
With Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Hell yeah.
All right.
Okay. Classic.
I don't think I've seen one episode. Ryan's Black Phone.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because it was in the review.
All right.
The big surprise, the big reveal.
Peter, do you want a beer?
Yes, please. But you know,
I didn't realize how quick that outro went.
Are we done?
Jeez. No. I don't know what's the big surprise over here.
No, we're done.
Kira, 9:02.
Kira, Jeremy, thank you for joining us. Kira, how was your first time?
It was good. It was fun.
Good. Glad to hear it. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch everyone next.
All right, Peter.
Happy Halloween,
happy
everybody.
Happy Halloween, yes, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, he's gonna dance. Peter, dance. Remember?
Be sure to visit bmoviesbeyond.com.
Jeremy, what's your big surprise?
Oh, god damn it. Don't worry. So, the big reveal was supposed to be that we bought bat wings for all the cats, but they're currently locked in our neighbor's house.
Yeah, we can't get packages here, so we get them delivered.
He took the Amazon package, and he's not home.
He holds them
so that's
hostage.
Where I was. I was just checking.
So, that was a big reveal, is bat wings for the cats?
Yeah.
It was going to be a good reveal.
It was
going to
be really cute.
Why are you calling me? I'm right.
Oh, my God.